What's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Man, today I was really thinking about this topic for me to break down some of the best artists that have come throughout the years, but not in the way you think I'm going to break it down. I thought about this in a way of breaking down artists that we don't hear a lot about because we quote-unquote call them one-hit wonders sometimes. They hit, but they miss in tons of different ways, man. But these artists have been so important in the fabric of hip-hop, man. Whether it be them Franchise Boys coming back in the 2000s with the White Tee song, or Ill and Out Scratch with Where My Homies in the 90s, man. Throughout the years, we had like tons of artists that had those songs that blended into the fabric of hip-hop, but they didn't last for that long. And I wanted to just take this podcast, sit down, and just reflect on these artists. Man, I remember like listening to a lot of these 90s artists that was just like making those hits, and then you would not hear them no more, man. Like Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, man. Lord Tariq had so many songs that throughout the years. He had songs with Jay and Nas, and that's how far Lord Tariq goes back. And one of his biggest hits, if we think about it, was probably Deja Vu, Uptown Baby, man. When that song first dropped in the 90s, it just hit so differently because if you were up in the New York area, when that song Uptown Baby dropped, it was just like giving so much respect to the borough, to everything that the borough stood for, the whole New York City. And even out in Jersey and Philly and areas like that, we was rocking out to that. So definitely Lord Tariq and Peter Guns is one of these artists that you always got to give respect to and reflect on how dope they were when they dropped that song. Even though they got sued for using that beat, they still got to get respect, man, because if it wasn't for that beat, that using, I think it's the Police, right, using that sample, they would not, we wouldn't have looked back to them and understand how important they were to the fabric of making these anthems. And it's still a long time in New York as one of the hardest anthems that we had. Another artist from the 90s, man, that had a unique sound that we don't talk a lot about is my man Mike Geronimo. Man, I used to always love Mike Geronimo laid-back style, man. If you think about it, man, he was like the AZ, the laid-back cool cat, and he had tons of songs, man. It's one of these songs, one of his biggest hits. I'm trying to remember it, but it was such a dope song. It came out, and when that song dropped, we tend to not respect and reflect on it, but it was one of those hardest tracks, man. And I think when you think about it, Irv Gotti produced it now, and I'm remembering it now because he came through Irv Gotti. It was Shit Is Real, man. When you go back and listen to Shit Is Real, it's just like one of those cool melodic songs, man. Shots to Irv. Irv created that. He kind of put Mike Geronimo out there. It's a lot of beef been going on with them. But right now, man, you got to always give respect to Mike Geronimo coming out of Queens. And when that song dropped, it was a different sound the city needed to hear. So much respect to Mike Geronimo for giving us those bangers out in the 90s. Tons of other artists, the Lost Boys, Onyx, people like that. These were the sounds the city needed, man, coming from the Brownsville with M.O.P. or Duck Down Records with Black Moon and artists like that, right? Helter Skelter. These are artists that we don't talk a lot about, but they were so important in the fabric of what hip-hop was giving us in the 90s, man. And when you think about it, throughout the years, these artists, man, they tended to get overshadowed and overlooked because of the big-name artists that we had coming out the 90s, like, you know, with the Bigs and Pops, man. But they were so important in the fabric of hip-hop in so many different ways. Another thing you want to think about is like back in the 2000s, right? That was like when I think the internet boom was happening. Much of the songs that was dropping at this time was so much reflected into the way that we looked at hip hop. That's like that cheesy dance record songs. It came out of the back of like Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy stood the test of time. I always look at Soulja Boy like that artist that's similar to like the .com bubble, right? Soulja Boy comes out. everybody sees he makes it popping off of the dance, even though the dances we was doing for years prior to him, but it was that internet wave. We needed to see some type of dance move, and everybody was loving the crazy. When he dropped Superman, everybody loved that song. I remember, like, reflecting, seeing that song, like, yo, that this shit is so cheesy, but people love this shit. It was dance crazy for mad long. And then so many artists came out of that after that, right? D4L, man, another one of those groups you look at, and you're like, what happened to D4L? The only artist that comes out of the D4L movement is my man Titty Boy, right? It's not Titty Boy. That's coming from, with 2 Chainz. But the D4L, yeah, D4L, Titty Boy, yes, definitely. So they had Laffy Taffy. Then you look at other artists that came up, them Franchise Boys with the Snap song. So we got tons of these, like, one-hit wonder type bangers, but it created a whole song and wave. And then from that, you look at artists now like Lil Uzi Vert, and they're, it's coming from that sound of that dance move that Soulja Boy started, and all these other artists jumped on top of it, but the wave was still there, man. I remember listening to artists like in that A-Town sound with the Crunk Movie with Lil Jon, but when you listen to artists that's coming out of there, like the A-Town Stomp song, like people like Bone Crusher and artists like that, these were the artists that only really had like one hit, but the hits gave us a different sound that we needed to reflect on. So this is one way that I look at artists that come out of these different regions and different areas, and we got to listen to a lot of them throughout the 2000s and 90s. Going into like the now, it's like every day through the TikTok wave, we getting in one hit. When I don't even know how long it's going to last, but the TikTok wave, you're going from having one hit to so much information overload that you can't even know what to like. And these songs ain't even like going past 3 verses. So it's like super catchy TikTok vibes, and people love this. So we're going to see, man, a lot of the female artists are dropping now. I don't know how long they're going to stay in the test of time, but the music they gave us is definitely things we got to look back and reflect on. Tons of artists is coming out of these different areas, different regions, and they always are giving us these bangers that we always got to respect. So this is something I needed to reflect on this special podcast that I wanted to do, directly dedicated to those artists who gave us songs throughout the time, throughout the years, that only really banged for like one time, but that song definitely was fabricated into the way that we listen to hip hop, and we blended it to hip hop to today. So definitely, you know, think about it, man, from y'all side, what artists do y'all think lasted and stood the test of time for just putting out music, putting out content, man? I was thinking about it. There's tons of artists that we can get into reflecting on. I gave y'all a few earlier, but I'm thinking about the future of hip-hop and where we're going with music and how long this is going to last, man. Could you imagine, like, AI artists is making these, like, AI right now is, like, such a crazy wave, and these artists are coming out with these AI sounds. And, like, I seen an artist recently create the Weeknd and Drake song with the AI prompted. And it's like, yo, we're going to be getting one hit wonders from AI soon. That's going to be crazy. But it's still tied into the fabric of what hip-hop is and what hip-hop blends it to be. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this AI really takes us to the next level, man. I'm really thinking about it, because I remember during the 90s when we were listening to artists that were making these sort of these songs definitely directly tied highly into the AI sound, into like the classic 90s sounds, man, from groups like Blase Blase to Black Sheep to people like that to Black Moon to artists like this that were making these hits that we listen to, reflect on, even going to the West Coast, and you listen to people like MC8, the North, right, where you listen to people like Mac Dre, rest in peace. These artists was giving us these sounds coming out of their regions, and we needed to hear it, right? But they kind of only really made like one or two hits, and after that they kind of disappeared in the wind. And that's something that I knew I needed to like put a lot of reflection on when it came to putting out this podcast, because we want to always respect and admire these artists. A lot of the music they put out isn't, I'll quote unquote say bad, but it isn't what we, I don't know if it was the labels or whatever they put out during that time, it wasn't the music that we said could stand the test of time. And that's why, when I think about it, most of these artists kind of fizzled out. Even though they gave us those bangers, they kind of fizzled out, right? Whether it be like Little Mama, right? She had one hit, but it banged but then it fizzled out, man. And some artists really like that. They want to go for the one hit. They don't want to really put a lot of energy into it. Or they do try to put out more songs, right? You think of people like Drag On, put out multiple songs, but people really don't hop onto it. So as we look and we reflect on these artists, man, we just kind of always give respect to the ones that did make it, that did figure out what it was to figure out to stand and really test the waters and stay throughout the years and becomes like those classic monuments in hip-hop, right? Whether it be the Ice Cubes who create a whole sound from his music, to the Jay-Z who creates a whole movement from his that leads to the Lil Wayne's who creates another movement from that, to the Kims, to the Cardi B's. These are the artists that when we look at it now, we got to give respect to them because we knew so many artists came before them. They only made one hit, but they was the ones that was able to rock out for years, man. That's the unique caliber of music we got to always say these artists gave us, man. And that's something that I knew when I was doing this podcast. It will be definitely something I would look into and definitely reflect on. So definitely throughout regions, we got a lot of music coming out now from the Memphis sounds that's coming out. But a lot of the artists that came out of that Memphis sound, like the 3-6 Mafias and the Gangsta Boos and the Project Pats, and these artists were just like people that came out of this sound, and now they led to the artists like the Yo Gotti's, the Young Dolphs, rest in peace, man, and lots of these other artists, the Moneybagg Yo's that are coming out now. And let's see, even with this Memphis sound, how long these artists will stand the test of time, right? Yo Gotti's doing his thing, but it's going to be interesting to see how the rest do. Because Glorilla is kind of like she came in with a crazy wave, and now she's kind of fizzling out. So that's one thing that I wanted to make sure that as we got into like these artists and how difficult it is now for these artists to stand the test of time, we definitely can look into like the artists that came before them to see if these new artists will be able to stand the test of time. It's going to be interesting. And a lot of the movement and waves are now moving even across the borders, man, into London's with Gibbs and people like that. So this is something that I knew that as we get into it and we reflect more into these artists and this music that they put out and how long their music will stand the test of time, this is something I knew that I had to do a podcast dedicated directly to it. So, man, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. Man, this podcast will give you a lot of deep knowledge. I know this was one that was a little shorter than the ones I usually do. It's because I was just really thinking about what would be the type of artists that I could put into the reflections on, of like the ones that stood a long time and gave us music that we can listen to this day. So I wanted to give some of the thoughts that was on my mind when I broke down this topic. So definitely, man, if you enjoy it, definitely subscribe to the channel. But as always, man, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, and sit back and relax, enjoy the show, listen to Rhythm and Poetry. We drop every Thursday, and if you listen, if you vibe with me, this is a movement, this ain't stopping tomorrow, it's going to be going on forever. So definitely, if you get a chance, check out my website, check out all the other stuff I do within the D.C. area, the New York area. But thanks again for listening to this podcast. I hope you appreciate it. Peace.